Rocco Nucci in for Andy Bulbarch the rest of this week. Got you till 6 o'clock tonight right here on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM. Got a very special guest here on the hotline, and I'll have to ask her to bear with me. I was here for all of a week up here in Elyria again before this whole COVID-19 pandemic hit us. So I am yet to be a patron over at Smitty's. So again, I ask our guest Stephanie Forth, over owner of Smitty's, to bear with me a little bit throughout this interview. But Stephanie, how are you today?
I am doing good, and because you've only been here for a short period of time, I will forgive you not knowing what Smitty's is and what we do here. But we will be sure to initiate you soon. We're going to open up in a couple days, so we'll be sure to get you in here so you have some better knowledge.
Yeah, our good buddy here, Jared Kozar, he many a time has gotten Smitty's, and I know he brought it in right before this had started, and he was telling me all about it, and I've heard nothing but tremendous things, so I'm definitely excited to try a bite when you guys get things going.
But
you mentioned Friday, big day.
Yes,
big day.
Friday.
Tell us what's going on.
Friday. Well, we are going to open back up on Friday for carryout. As being a restaurant here in town, we had the capability of staying open this whole time if we wanted to do carryout. As the governor had said, we were considered an essential business and could feed people. However, with staffing and some of the anxiety over the situation, our employees weren't very comfortable, so we decided that we would go ahead and close until we could feel out what was going on and what was going to happen, and just to make sure that we were able to be here and do what we do best and be safe while doing so. So we did shut down, but in that time, we've been really busy. So we've been doing some things here to make sure that we're ready, we're safe, we're clean and sanitized so we can open back up. So we're looking forward to Friday for sure.
Could you tell us maybe a little bit about those things that you guys have been doing to try and get ready, as far as, you know, putting social distancing guidelines into place and whatever barriers you guys might have?
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, we've been in existence here in the Elyria community since 1934. Wow. Our family has had it for about 30 years now, and we've been in our current location for 14 years. So in that 14-year time span, of course, we're cooking, and it's messy, and there's grease buildup and all those things that happen in every restaurant in America. But we had had some issues with our flooring and some things that we had wanted to change, which in order to do so, we would have had to close for at least a week, if not 2 weeks. So we really contemplated, how do we do that? How do we shut down? Our employees will be out of work. What do? We really wrestled with it, and then Corona came about, and not a very nice thing, but really for us, it was a blessing in disguise. It gave us the opportunity to be closed so we could repair our entire kitchen. So we got a brand new kitchen floor, so easier to clean, safer to be on. We've painted, sanitized everything, cleaned all of our equipment. So we are fresh and clean and ready to go. So it's been a wonderful experience in that aspect, that we've had the opportunity to do that and didn't have to let our employees go for a short period of time. Unfortunately, we're all quarantined and haven't really been able to do much, but for Smitty's, it's been a pretty good thing. So we're clean and fresh and ready to open up and serve the great food that our customers are used to getting. So we're really excited about that. And then, of course, putting into place those social distancing measures, trying to make sure our tables are separated. How are we going to proceed with carry out and get the food to the people who don't necessarily want to come in and get it? So we're having a staff meeting this evening so we can go through all that protocol and be ready to go on Friday.
Wow, yeah, new kitchen, staff meeting this afternoon to make sure you guys got everything in place, ready to go, make sure everyone's on the same page. Sounds like Smitty's is going to be quite the experience when you guys open back up. That's great to hear.
We're so excited. We love the community. We love our customers. We have lots of regulars that have been coming here for years. We miss them. We can't wait to see them again. So, yes, we're very excited, looking forward to Friday.
Have you heard from members of the community? Have they reached out to you? I know you mentioned Smitty's been around since, 34. You guys have had it for the last 30 years. How much do you feel that love and support from the community during a time like this?
You know, it is amazing. We have people that call and check in. How are you doing? When are you going to open? We really need a Smitty Burger. social media is great. Facebook, of course, just to keep people updated. We have an answering machine that answers the phone, so people are leaving messages. So we really know that they miss us, which is so nice, and we miss them. So we're excited to be able to give them the food that they're used to having and anxiously waiting to get. So that's a great feeling to know that our business will survive. Other businesses, unfortunately, are not in the same situation that Smitty's is in, and they may not even open again. So we're really blessed that we have such loyal customers. They're waiting for us. We know that they'll be here when we open the doors again. Probably not in the same capacity that we were in previously, but we'll get back there one day. But we know that they'll be here, and in this time that we've been closed, we've always known that. So a little bit of that security blanket, so to speak, that they'll be here when we open. We just need to get our repairs done and get back to where we need to be so that we can be safe and confident in that opening. But yes, our community is great, so we're really looking forward to seeing all of them again.
Absolutely. Stephanie Forthover, our guest, owner of Smitty's Place, again, our guest here on Bullseye on the afternoon, AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM. Now, talking with a couple of other local businesses this week, I know I've gotten a level of different answers regarding some of the challenges that they've faced in gathering some of this safety equipment, whether it's PPE, sanitation products, you know, whatever. Has that been challenging getting all that together for you guys, or have you guys been pretty well stocked?
Well, we were able to stock up on a few items before the major quarantine actions happened, but it is difficult and it is frustrating. We're still struggling to get everything that we need. We have some things, but the problem being that you can't get it. They want you to have sanitizer available at your entrances for customers and things like that. Well, you can't buy it, not in respects to how you need to display it and make it available. So it is challenging. And the vendors that we use regularly to get the products that we serve and use for, sorry, my phone's ringing, and to be able to offer things to the customers, they don't even have it. So the vendors that we rely on to bring us our products don't even have access to hand sanitizer and things of that nature. So it is frustrating. We have these guidelines that we're supposed to follow, and when the products you need aren't available, it really puts you in a little bit of a bind. But we're not the only ones. So I guess it's comforting to know that if we're experiencing these issues, so are all the other restaurants and retailers that are opening. So we're all in the same boat together. So we just have to make do and make it as safe as we can. And hopefully those products will become more readily available for us to use.
Yeah, I can definitely assure you, you guys are not alone on that front. Again, from some of the other people that I've been able to talk to. Real quick, I got two more for you before we let
okay.
you go. First off, and this is a question our good pal Rob Polinski actually relayed to me. Is this reopening similar to when you guys first started running the restaurant? Just in terms of there's a little bit of a level of an unknown. You're not sure how many people are coming out. Does it feel like that at all?
Absolutely. It is. It's the fear of the unknown, I guess. We know what we're doing. We've done it for a long time, but this is different. So it is similar to that first time opening. How many people are going to be here? What do we have to contend with? But then again, it's just so different with this because we could get into it, get a rhythm, figure it out, and in 2, 3, 4 weeks, it could all change again because of, you know, the COVID becoming out of control again and then putting tighter restrictions. So you're ready, but then you don't know if you're really ready. You don't know what you're going to get. And then when you're prepared, it could all change again. So it's just that unknown, and it's so difficult. You don't want to disappoint your employees. You don't want to disappoint your loyal customers. You don't want to make a bad impression. You don't want to do something that could affect the future success of your business. So when all of this is being talked about, the common phrase is unprecedented. And it is. It's just such an unprecedented time, and there's not enough guidance, I guess, or knowledge of what to do. I've said the phrase, I don't know, so many times. I wish I had a dollar for every time I said it. I wouldn't need to go back to work because we just don't know. So we're just going to tell our customers that we're doing the best that we can. We have your safety in mind. We may make a mistake. Please be patient with us. We will figure it out, but just know that we do have the absolute best in mind for our employees and our customers, and we're going to try our best to make sure that everybody stays safe and still is able to enjoy Smitty's.
Well, Stephanie, I'll tell you this much. Don't feel too bad about saying I don't know, because I watch each Governor DeWine news conference. We cover this disease every day, day in and day out, and I still find myself saying that quite a bit. So, again, not alone on that.
Right. That's the catchphrase for 2020.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Right on.
Exactly.
So we'll close on this. If somebody came up to you and said, hey, Stephanie, how can I feel safe going into Smitty's, or should I feel safe going back to Smitty's? What would you tell that person?
I would tell them, absolutely, you should feel safe coming to Smitty's. We are cleaning. We're going to make sure that we clean after each guest that's here. If you don't feel comfortable coming into the building, we will do curbside service for you. Our staff will be trained accordingly to make sure that they are staying clean and healthy, and that we're doing everything that we possibly can to make Smitty's safe for you to come and enjoy the products that you love and maybe get a little bit of that camaraderie that you've been missing by socializing with the staff that you're used to seeing. But we are doing everything we possibly can to make sure that we are ready for you to come back to the Smitty's that you love and know.
Great to hear. Stephanie Forth, over again, our guest, owner of Smitty's Place. Stephanie, thank you so much for taking a couple minutes out of what sounds like a very busy day and couple of days for you as you...
It has been.
Yeah.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. And tell Jared and Rob, I said, hey, and thanks for the great idea of coming on the radio with you. I really appreciate it. And we will be open Friday. We can't wait to see everybody. And then hopefully we get to meet you in person.
Awesome. Yeah, you will definitely see me down there for a Smitty Burger very, very
great.
Soon. Stephanie, thank you so much again. I appreciate
it. Thank you again. Okay, you have a great day. Thank you.